This is Dial a Saint, introducing Saint Gertrude the Great. It is the year 1261, and Gertrude, a young girl of 5, has just been placed under the care of the nuns in the cloistered monastery at Helfta, Germany. Nothing is known of her parents, place of birth, or early life, except that she was taught in the convent by a sister, Mechtildis, who herself would one day earn the title of saint. Gertrude was very quick to learn the subjects of the day, and became quite skilled in Latin. However, she found she could never equal the musical skills of her teacher, who was referred to as the Nightingale of Christ. When Gertrude was 26 years old, she received the first of the many private divine revelations for which she is known. While her daily life appeared no different from that of the other sisters, she was privileged to converse with our Lord and experience the tender love of his Sacred Heart.
He appeared to me as a young man in whose hands I recognized the wounds of his crucifixion. I must confess that I had been discouraged because of what seemed to me my greater interest in the study of science and literature and my lukewarm prayers and attitude toward my spiritual life. He gently took my hand and said,
"Your salvation is certain. Why are you sad? Do not fear. I will save you. Return to me. I will fill you with an abundance of my heavenly delights."
From that moment, only you, Lord, became important. I set aside all my previous studies, which now had become as nothing to me, and tried to learn of my Savior through the Holy Scriptures.
Gertrude's change of heart was noticed by the other sisters as she comforted or consoled them, displaying the wisdom and insights which she received. She abandoned herself spiritually to God's promptings, desiring above all a perfect heart, the glory of God, the salvation of the world, and an unceasing union with her beloved.
Every activity, every task I undertake is directed to bring me into closer union with God.
Gertrude never loses sight of me for an instant. Her one desire is my pleasure. Her one goal is my honor and glory.
Gertrude found spiritual strength in God's saintly friends in heaven, particularly St. John, Benedict, Gregory the Great, Bernard, Agnes, Catherine of Alexandria, and Mary Magdalene. She often approached them in confidence with her requests and recognized that this was the key to obtain God's favors and love. On one occasion, Jesus spoke this way to a religious whose prayer requests were not answered.
"Why don't you act like Gertrude? She is so certain of my help, there is nothing which she does not hope for that I will refuse."
Jesus to me is my closest friend. Once I remember that I had lost a small needle. I told him that it would take so long to look for it. Could he please find it for me? I turned my head and put out my hand. Immediately the needle was placed between my fingers.
"My beloved daughter, I am going to give you special graces. The first will be the impression of my wounds upon your heart. The second is the arrow of my love which will pierce your soul. You will find no joy in the pleasures of this earth. You will desire to be deeply united with me, and you will taste the happiness which comes from union with me. The third grace is to share in the divine happiness which is present in my heart. Finally, as the sun communicates to the air its own brightness and light, thus will I deify your soul, penetrating it with the rays of my divinity to prepare you for the closest union with me."
The private revelations Jesus made to Gertrude anticipate by 400 years the messages he gave to St. Margaret Mary when she was shown his divine heart enveloped in flames of love for men. Jesus repeated this message to her to make man understand how intensely and completely he loves and desires everyone to share in his love eternally. He told Gertrude of the many additional riches available to those who receive communion frequently, motivated by pure love. He encouraged the devotion of gazing and meditating upon the crucifix, the symbol of his great love for men. Jesus once said to her,
"It is very agreeable for you to honor the crucifix. Meditation on my passion is of more value than long and numerous acts of piety, which have no relation to my suffering and death. For I desire the example of my passion to be imitated. What pleases me is that you place yourself before my mother and offer yourself to her.
When I approached Mary in prayer, she responded to me, I will give many favors to those who honor me through the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and I will appear at their death in such beauty that they will enjoy the foretaste of heavenly comfort and sweetness.
Gertrude was granted so many favors because she was intended to announce God's infinite love for all men, since He wishes to draw all souls to His divine heart. At His promptings, she recorded her experiences in her writings and in the book entitled Herald of Divine Love. Much of Gertrude's life was filled with constant and intense pains due to illness, but above this, she suffered more because she could not share totally in the love of our Lord. When she was 49, she became extremely ill and suffered greatly for several months with no assurance for recovery. She described her approaching death.
Jesus appeared to me and smiled. Beside him were his mother and Saint John. They were surrounded by a multitude of angels, virgins, and saints. Jesus came to my bed and smiled. He leaned toward me and opened his loving heart to me. Then I heard the most wonderful music from the surrounding spirits who sang, Come, 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 O mistress, the delights of heaven await you. Alleluia, alleluia. Then Jesus spoke to me.
Come, now you are to be united to me and become my own forever.
The life of Gertrude was one of striving to share more deeply in the love which the divine heart of Jesus has for each one of us. When we meditate upon his crucifixion, we realize how the love which motivated his death for us can be returned by dying to ourselves and living for him. The Western Church recognizes the sanctity of Gertrude and has given her the title of saint. She is especially venerated by members of the Benedictine and Cistercian orders.
Thank you for calling Dial a Saint.